Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My sense is that Cleveland has done enough here, like coming down the stretch of the season, where I think that you'll probably see everybody come back next year. And this is just one man's opinion, my opinion. I would bring everybody back. Like, they smashed this last draft. Like, they killed it with this draft. And if you can get a quarterback that's an actual legitimate starter.
Just drop him in, build the team, go win some games. That was our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos, last segment here on Baskin and Phelps. Kind of like some of the things with our
team.
He's
very optimistic
forward.
About us. Yeah, I think he's more optimistic than most of us.
Yeah, moving forward he is.
You know, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Kent Carman Show with Anthony Lima. New and improved with special Anthony Lima. From 6 to 10 a.m. and afternoon drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand, and you can do it now. I just always think it's funny when we say The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima, with Zestal or whatever.
With Andy Richter.
Right. It's like all those 80s, 90s commercials where you'd go out and you'd get like detergent.
Had the special cleaning element.
Yeah. Or like, or some chewing gum. Now with Zarbidol or something. Now with Anthony Lima. Too much? You know I'm right, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I've known that since the day we started.
That's true.
Known that since the day we started.
1832, we started the show.
Nick Costos likes the idea of what they've been building here. What do you think of that? See, that's he's an outsider with no skin in the game.
I could easily look at the defense and say the same thing. But the question remains, who's the quarterback? Look, your running back game has improved. Your tight end game is pretty very good. You need wide receivers. You're going to have to refix that offensive line. But if it's that minimal and you could fix it in two drafts, in a draft, you could feel good about what the future is going to be. Our best player is not getting any younger, and I don't really want to wait around. I don't know if he's going to want to wait around at some point, even though he's making a lot of money.
I don't know. I think Joel Bitonio will stick around.
You think he's coming back? Oh, good. I'm glad you think that. Okay. I thought you were going to say our punter, who is also a free agent at the end of the year, isn't he?
Is he?
I think Corey's a free agent at the end of the year, yeah. I know these things.
By the way, I've got something I want to spring on you in a minute here about free agents.
Yeah, NFL free agents?
Yeah, you might be surprised.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take a chance on this one. Rummody is in Cleveland, is that right?
Yes.
All right, good job.
Hi, Rummody.
Ramadi.
See, going, it's spelled out phonetically poorly.
I'm going to have Jeff's back on this. It's phonetic, and it's not even phonetically phonetic.
It's all good, man. I get that all the time.
Go for it.
Long-time fan, man. Just wanted to call in today and just share some thoughts about the offense, man.
Go for it.
I played football all my life, man, and I just know that if you don't have receivers, man, the quarterback's not going to look good. And the running game's good, but the offensive line and receiver game is not good. The quarterback's not going to look good. If you don't have anybody to throw to. So that's just my thoughts.
I don't know. Is it the offensive strategy to lean on the tight ends a little bit more than the wide receivers? We do have two really good tight ends, don't we?
We have great tight ends, but I think that if you don't have like playmakers to stretch the field, the field's going to get bogged down. And if you go into the defensive meeting, who you're scared of? Who are you game planning against?
Quinchon, that's like, it. He's the only guy I'm worried about on the Browns offense. And then he'd be like, oh, this Fannin kid's doing all right. Njoku can catch the ball. That's it.
Yeah, Fannin's great. Yeah. But, if you look at any other great offense, Dallas, all the different offenses, they got number one receivers. If you put any of the receivers
Detroit.
On any other team, would they be – could you call any of our guys a number one receiver?
No, sir.
No.
You're hard-pressed to call him a number two, Ramadi.
That's what I'm saying.
You're hard-pressed to call him a number two.
We got a guy that, he's arguing on the sidelines that led the league in drops for 2 years straight. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a tough argument, isn't it? Yep.
Ramadi, thanks.
Yeah, it's a tough argument.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that. Gary's in Cleveland. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen.
Yeah.
This is what I think, but just my opinion, guys.
Go.
The Browns should contact Arizona, offer that one of their first round draft picks for Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay, I'm in.
And throw them into that pick.
And throw who into the pick?
Dylan Gabriel.
Just because they have quarterback equipment that would fit him from Kyler Murray?
Absolutely.
You had me at Ma. You had me at Ma.
And my second thing is, whatever you have to do, bring back Callahan. He worked wonders for our offensive line, and he is definitely a genius. Bring him back like you did Mike Craven.
Gary, I wonder if he wants to work. And Gary, that's my thought about that. I wonder if he wants to work. And I also think this. Arizona might be ready to move on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Marvin Harrison Jr. As ridiculous as that sounds, and if I could get him for the second first-round pick, in other words, the Jacksonville pick, I would do it right now.
Especially if you split your first-round pick. If you don't take a quarterback and you
get two others.
Yeah, so now you're looking at two this year, two next year.
Do you think it would take a late first round pick to get Marvin?
I think that's fair, don't you?
I think so. It would be, I would think, mid to late first round pick.
Yeah.
I don't think you could get him out of Arizona for a second.
No. What if it's the first pick in the second round?
A high pick in the second round and maybe a fourth rounder?
Yeah, you'd have to throw some, you'd have maybe. To sprinkle in a little extra.
I would think they'd hold out though. Dana, what do you think? Could you get Marvin Harrison for less than a late first-round
pick? They're not trading you Marvin Harrison. Dump that idea. Get that idea out of your head.
Why can't we dream?
Marvin was out with an appendix injury.
You're right. When you have your appendix removed, you can no longer catch nor run.
A smartass.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jeff Phelps almost swore.
You used filthy language at me.
Let me make my point.
Wow.
Marvin Harrison has not thrived yet.
Nope.
In Arizona.
Nope.
His father comes out and basically all over the offense.
Yep.
And said,
remember Brad
and
McCoy?
Said, if mm-hmm. If I was playing there, the Hall of Fame would call me and ask me for my yellow jacket back.
Oh!
That was beautiful. Here's my point. With Marvin out with his appendix for 2 weeks, Michael Wilson stepped in and had like 25 targets and like 400 receiving yards or 300 receiving yards and was phenomenal. He worked there. Marvin hasn't worked there.
Yep.
That's why I think they could possibly move on. Not because of Michael Wilson, but because somebody else stepped in there and did what they wanted Marvin Harrison to do. That's why if I'm Arizona and I could get a late first rounder for him, I would entertain that thought.
They're out on Kyler. He will be out the door.
I would think so, and they'll be looking for a new quarterback.
They will be looking for a new quarterback.
It won't be Jacoby, despite the fact that he's played pretty well.
Correct. Now, whether they go veteran or they go in the draft, and if you're going to bring somebody in the draft and you want that kid to succeed, having Marvin Harrison Jr. makes that a lot easier. That's the reason. It's like it just doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to handcuff your quarterback that you're going to bring in by not having a target that has been...
Dano?
Has a pedigree of some degree.
If I'm them, there's no way I'm trading Marvin Harrison.
Right.
Okay, if I'm them. But it's the Arizona Cardinals.
It seems like they've been on a better path.
They've made stupider moves.
It seems like they have been on a better path under this
group. I would agree. They've made stupider moves. You ready, Andy? Here's what I wanted to bounce off of.
Okay, here comes the big... I've been preparing for this. Hang on, do some exercises.
I can't believe you used toilet talk at me.
I dropped a three-letter word.
He dropped a mic on you,
three-letter
too.
Words.
I've never heard you chastise that
way. You can live with three-letter
way.
Words on the air.
Toilet talk.
Four-letter words you don't get.
Back in the corner.
Locker room. Language.
So, Matt Verderam and Gilbert Manzano of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, two guys. We caught up with them.
Ranking the 50 best NFL free agents available in 2026.
Oh, they did a little work, a little research.
I'm going to give you a couple of these just so you know.
Okay.
Who do you think they have as the number one free agent?
Barbie Arquez.
My boy Daniel Jones.
Ah, I was so close.
Isn't that something? Daniel goes from everybody's trash heap to the number one free agent in 2026. Good for you, Daniel Jones. Then there's George Pickens with the Cowboys. You know, the Browns want to get in on that? I doubt it. Trey Hendrickson is number three. And then another wide receiver, Alec Pierce, is number five from the Colts. So you got a couple of guys there. But my interesting thought on this one is I keep scrolling down. Okay, keep scrolling down.
Yeah.
Top 50 free agents. Top 50. There's another wide receiver, Wandale Robinson from the Giants, who's been really good this year. He's just going to want to get paid. So there's a guy who might be available. And I keep scrolling down, and I keep scrolling down, and I keep scrolling down. There's drama building as we do this, Andy.
I'm listening.
And Juwan Jennings, who just, you know, got all under Shelby Harris's skin.
Yep.
But as you keep going here, there are a couple of guys that we're thinking about in Cleveland that you think, well, you don't want these. But Joel Bitonio is ranked 39th in the top 50 free agents.
Mm.
39th.
He's rated...
He says he's no longer in his prime, but he remains one of the better guards in the league. Says his presence has allowed the Browns to form a stout rushing attack with rookie running back Quinshon Judkins.
He's an honorable mention at ESPN, too.
He says he could be headed to his eighth consecutive Pro Bowl after this season. And guess who's ranked 40th, right behind Joel Bitonio?
Corey Bjorkis.
Wyatt Teller.
Hmm.
Browns are splitting time for Wyatt Teller. Right? And it seems like in the last week, Wyatt may have fallen out of favor here. Sports Illustrated has him ranked 40th and says Teller's in his eighth season, but the three-time Pro Bowler is still playing at a high level in Cleveland. Consistently been one of the league's best interior linemen. This year, he ranks 37th of 81 guards on Pro Football Focus and is 31st as a run blocker. So be careful what you're thinking about here, folks. He also has Njoku ranked 46th. Interesting.
How about 33-year-old Mike Evans?
We might be ready to pitch these guards, but the rest of the league will sign them in a heartbeat if they become available. So be careful what you do here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.